You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Pat Rigsby here with another episode of the Ideal Business Show. And on this episode, I've got my friend Bobby DeTero from Evolution Sports Performance in Massachusetts. Welcome, Bobby.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
And I'm excited to hang out with you and talk with you about your business. So let's kind of kick things off by you telling us a little bit more about your business.
Yeah, no problem. So Evolution Sports Performance is located in Easton, Mass. So Evolution has been in business since 2008. I originally started working at Evolution as an intern and then as a part-time coach back in 2012. And in 2015, me and one of the other coaches had the opportunity to buy the Evolution location in Easton from its original owner. And 3.5 years later, here we are in terms of the business. From a training standpoint, we help athletes get faster, quicker, and stronger, better shape for their sport. The big thing that we do that separates us from other fitness centers and other gym options is that we spend a lot of time teaching our speed and agility techniques so that it complements our strength training, it complements our conditioning, and therefore the athletes receive a really well-rounded program so that they can meet whatever goals it is that they want to meet. At the same time, we also do offer some strength and conditioning programs for adults and for golfers as well.
Okay, nice. So where do you want to start? What do you want to work on first?
So my biggest question, so I've been a part of your mastermind for a little while. And one of the big things that I'm always kind of curious about is tailoring certain lead generation strategies towards athletes specifically. It seems like a lot of people are really big fans of transformation challenges or, you know, Facebook ads, but I'm always a little curious as to how you would spin that towards the kids. It just seems a little bit different because the kids need to almost experience the product, but it's the parents that need to pay for it. It's always been a topic of mine that kind of I've been a little curious about.
So the first place to start, I think, is to kind of strip away the details of a particular tactic and understand the role that it plays in the business, right? So when we think about anything that we're selling, we're helping somebody achieve a goal. And it's really straightforward in the adult fitness world. Usually they're like, hey, I want to lose fat. Now they probably have an underlying goal that they're assuming that fat loss is going to help them achieve, you know, to feel better about themselves or whatever it is. But that's very straightforward. Whereas usually when somebody comes to a sports performance facility, they want to get a scholarship, make the starting lineup, make the varsity team, something like that. And we're selling them the benefit that is kind of a step towards achieving that, like speed or strength or agility or power, or we're selling them a process, like our proven way to make you faster. So the first thing we have to do is always remember whatever it is that we sell, we got to link it back to what they actually want to achieve in the first place. So if we ask them those questions and that's what we're marketing, that helps bridge that gap. So the second thing is, what is a transformation challenge? It's essentially a low risk, short term way for somebody to experience what the business offers. So in the sports performance world, we do that all the time with camps and clinics. So it's the same concept as a camp or a clinic, or, you know, back when I owned a franchise, I coined a phrase like the academy, and it was a 6 week, once a week, essentially just a different type of camp. And those are the sports performance equivalent of a transformation challenge. So if you're thinking about that, I just think, what are we trying to accomplish with a transformation challenge? Well, we're trying to get somebody to come in and experience what we have to offer so they can see a benefit within a defined period of time. And it's got a start date attached to it and a defined kind of level of commitment, both financially and from a time frame standpoint. So it's easier to market. That's the type of thing you actually can run a Facebook ad to, because you got a deadline. It's like, hey, we're going to start our winter speed camp, our 6 week winter speed camp on January 2nd. So you now people have to decide it's January 2nd or they're not in. So that's how you could start to translate some of the things from an adult standpoint. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, after saying all that, that it's different, because with kids, the person actually doing the training and reaping the physical benefit is probably a little bit different than, I mean, it's a different person than the person usually paying for it. And heck, the kid training, a lot of times they're not even the ones driving themselves to the facility. So you've got to navigate both. But if you tie it back to what they actually want and you make that your focus point, then you're probably going to be in a good place.
No, it definitely makes sense.
So how can we build off that to make sure that this is practical? Like, what might be a good follow-up to that? How could I help?
So I guess just like, I'll just kind of throw some info at you, see what you think. So we've done some camps, we've done some clinics, we've done a little bit of everything. We've done some like 3 day stuff over a vacation. We've done some weekend stuff. And like, we've even done some summer stuff, like 8 weeks over the summer. And I've just seen some really inconsistencies with it. So for example, like we had a youth baseball league. We did a speed clinic for them, like one February vacation. And it was like a 3 day, 1 hour a day. They came in, they did their thing. We had like 15 kids sign up. Then the very next year we had like zero. And we've seen kind of almost like a similar thing. Like some weekend stuff is good. You know, we try it again, not so good. It just seems to be a little all over the place. And I don't know if you got any insight on how to like reduce some of that.
Well, I mean, what you can do is tighten up the process. Like, you can't necessarily always tighten up the result, but I would tell you that in most cases, if I'm kind of lumping in sports performance businesses as a whole, they don't leave a lot of lag time, a lot of lead up time for camps. I mean, they should be marketing camps or clinics 4 weeks out. And a lot of times they're not marketing them until 2 weeks out. And then you got to figure out, like, what is my objective of the camp or clinic? If it is to sell something on the back end, am I getting the opportunity to really put my best foot forward with that? Like, one of the things that I've done with a few private clients and is, you know, I have this event checklist, and it's like basically going through every step in the event process. It's like, okay, why are we running this event? Who's the target market? How are we going to reach them? How are we going to incentivize them to enroll early enough so we know how to staff the camp, how to staff the clinic? What's the goal on the back end? Are we looking for them to join an ongoing program? Well, if so, how are we going to sell it? How are we going to incentivize them? How are we going to follow up? Should we be marketing that ongoing program to them between the time they enroll and when they actually come to the camp? Well, my suggestion is probably yes. I mean, we should be building some value so they're equipped to make a decision a little bit sooner. So, you know, you could check every box of all the things that I'm touching on air, and you still may not get the type of conversion rate that you're looking for, but it's going to give you the highest probability of success. So was there anything different, I guess, would be maybe a follow-up there, like anything different between the way that you approached both of those?
No, that could have, honestly, not having a different approach could have done it too. It's like, you know, we did it one way one year. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work the same, you know, when you do it again. And I'll be honest, we don't, like, a good system like that event checklist you just mentioned, we don't have any of that in place. It's usually right. Kind of how I want to do it, when, and then if something works one time, or if it's okay one time, all right, we just fire it again. And it's like, okay, well, you know, not all that purposeful when you do it like that.
Well, yeah. And if you have kind of an event review or an event debrief, well, it's still kind of fresh in your mind. You're like, okay, this went well. How could we have made it better? How could we, like, what did we miss because we were so caught up in the moment? That happens all the time, right? Like, we got the best of intentions, but we get to the end and we're like, man, we've delivered a great camp, but we kind of mailed it in on the fast action offer for them to join our ongoing program. And, you know, I see that all the time. Whereas if the goal is the ongoing program, we should be, you know, if people pre-registered and they didn't register at the door, we should be building value in the ongoing program all the way up to the event. That way, when they come, if we make some incentivized offer, they're in a position where they can make a buying decision on the spot. Make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So where are you getting your leads right now?
So we do really well, obviously, word of mouth, but you can't really rely on that all the time. And then, you know, we try to go to some of the organizations that we have good relationships with, some in town, some private, like private clubs, AAU, stuff like that. Don't do too much with the schools themselves. So like even tonight, we have a soccer club coming in for an info night. People registered for that. We're going to talk a little bit about, hey, this is what we do. This is how we can help. This is how, you know, you can be a better soccer player. Do a little bit of testing with them. Talk about what it means, things like that. You know, and then offer them like, hey, this is our regular program. This is how you can get involved. This is how you can participate. Hopefully this is going to build a relationship with the organization that we can then kind of continue going forward in years to come.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's great. And I think that's sound on your part, right? Like the organizations are the most direct line to getting access to the kids who are the highest probability people to join a program, right? You know, the kids who are only involved in, you know, outside of football, the kids who are only involved in sports with the school typically aren't going to be the ones who are going to be investing in outside training. Most of those guys, you know, if you're a baseball player and you're going to be investing in training outside of whatever's provided in just normal scholastic practices, you probably are involved in travel baseball and you may be getting lessons somewhere. Club soccer, same thing. AAU basketball, same thing. All those, you know, they're going to be a more direct path to getting the audience that you want. If you can build relationships there, it's going to be a better ROI. And let's face it, there's only so much of you to go around. So you got to choose the spots that are going to give you the best return on your time. So one more question. Really, if you have any other questions, we got time for one more. So anything else you feel like you need help with, anything else we can dig into, even that topic or something different totally?
Yeah, I mean, so again, I'll just kind of, it's not exactly a question, just kind of, you know, picking your brain on this. So what we like to do when we do like our speed agility clinics, and we like, you know, we try to get involved with some of these organizations. We usually try to do something, you know, short term, short risk. You know, we usually like to charge like, you know, not much from it. We don't like to, you know, do a ton. We usually have it like on site too. Is it something, you know, where like getting more of like offsite, going to them, having them come to us, charge, no charge for like some of those clinics and camps? Do you have any insight on like, you know, those couple things?
Well, I think definitely bringing the first offer to them, whether it's paid or free, is the lowest friction approach. You know, whether we're talking about really young kids, I mean, I know at my son's elementary school, there's a soccer guy that serves over 600 kids at various elementary schools, but he does everything on the front end there, and then he tries to sell them into an ongoing program. You know, we've discussed this at length, and, you know, I've kind of helped him out with a few things, and that, you know, I think that's a great business model because it's an easy way to start that relationship. And I think that if you can go in and do, even if it's a one-day thing for an organization on site, now you've got a relationship, you've got a solid foundation to start with. And once they know you, it's way easier to get them to say, well, yeah, I'll come to your facility now. So if somebody has the manpower to do that, because I understand that sometimes, you know, you individually can't be two places at once. So sometimes you've got to decide, I already have athletes at the facility, so I can't go deliver something off site. But if you've got the ability to do it, that's always going to be an easier starting point, provided the organization has the available space. But that, you know, that's an interesting touch point because a lot of like travel or club organizations, space is a limiting factor. So they may be looking for somewhere to get together an additional time per week because they just don't have the available space to practice as much as they'd like. So that may be the way you solve their problem. But either way, the kind of moral of the story here is, how can you make it convenient for them? If you're making it more convenient, there's a greater likelihood that they're going to take action.
No, that's a good point.
So, man, I think we covered a lot of different things. Was this of some value to you?
Yeah, no, a lot of value. And I'm like looking over my notes. I feel like I wrote a lot of stuff down too, but didn't seem overwhelming either. So that was really helpful.
Well, good deal. You know, I really appreciate you coming on. You know, really only, you know, a pretty small percentage, probably 15-20% of the people who, you know, are listening to this are involved in sports performance businesses, but it's clearly something I'm very passionate about and have been involved in for, gosh, at this point, 25 years as a coach or an assistant coach. And I always get excited when, you know, the opportunity comes up to talk about this topic. So I appreciate it, man.
No, I appreciate the help.
So, well, man, I am excited we got to do this. So thank you. And thanks to everybody who listened in to another episode of The Ideal Business Show. This is Pat and Bobby signing off. Thanks again for checking out another episode of The Ideal Business Show. Let me tell you about four different ways that I can help you build your own ideal business. And you'll be able to find more information about all of these in the show notes. First, you can complete The Ideal Business Scorecard. There's a proven framework for creating your ideal business, and you can find out how you score across all 8 ideal business rules by simply filling out a quick quiz. Second, you can join our Business Growth Accelerator program and become a case study. Each month, we take on a couple new clients as case studies in our BGA program where we guarantee you a $4,000 a month increase in recurring revenue. If you'd like to work with me, Justin Yule, Fred Zoller, and build your clientele and recurring revenue, check out the link in the show notes. Third, you can become part of our exclusive Ideal Business Academy coaching group. My favorite thing to do professionally is to help entrepreneurs like you build your own ideal business. If you'd like to learn more about how we can work together to make that happen, go to the show notes and click the link, Ideal Business Academy. And then finally, fourth, you can join our Fitness Lead Academy. If you feel like you need more leads for your business, but you don't want to pay for an agency to run your ads, just click on the Fitness Lead Academy link and learn more. We'll be opening territories again soon, and those who fill in the form will be at the front of the line to secure their own location.